Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Psachim Peches. We are 7 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Mai Dechsiv. How do we explain the Pasuk? V'hochu Amim Rabim. This is Asad Lavi. Many nations will go, V'amru. And they'll say, L'chu V'nale El Har Hashem. This is a reference to the third Beis HaMikdash, the eternal Beis HaMikdash. Let's go up El Har Hashem, El Beis Elokei Yaakov. They're referring to the Beis HaMikdash as the house, the home of Elokei Yaakov. Why specifically Yaakov? Elokei Yaakov, V'loi Elokei Avram V'Yitzchak? Why not Elokei Avram or Yitzchak? Why specific to Yaakov? Ela Loike Avram Shekasa Bayhar. The reference to the third and eternal Beis HaMikdash will be unlike by Avraham Avinu when Har HaBayis, Beis HaMikdash, the Mokam HaMikdash was as yet undeveloped. It was still at the initial stages of Kedusha, and it was referred to as a Har, as a mountain, which was not yet developed. Shenemar Asher Yomer HaYoyim Bahar Hashem Yiroh. This was the place of the Akedah, the Mokam HaMikdash. It's called a Har. V'loike Yitzchak, and unlike by Yitzchak, Shekasa Bo Sada, that the same Mokem HaMikdash was as yet undeveloped. It was a bit more than by Avraham Avinu, perhaps a more advanced level of Kedusha. It was already called a Sada, a cultivated piece of land. Shenemar V'yitzeh Yitzchak Lo Suach Ba Sada. By Avraham it's called Har, by Yitzchak it's called Sada. We don't want to suffice with that. And Farshim explained that the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon was in correspondence to the Har of Avram, the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, which was in a way higher, was built taller. That corresponded to the more developed Sada of Yitzchak. But we want something eternal. That's the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, Elokei Yaakov. Rather, refer to the Beis HaMikdash as something which is in correspondence with the way it was referred to by Yaakov Avinu. Elokei Yaakov Shekorei Bais. Bais is, Rashi says, Mokam Miyushav, inhabited, a structure, permanent. Shenemar Vayikra Shema Mokam Ahu, Bais El. And that's how they're going to refer to the third Bais HaMikdash. Let's see Rashi up on the second line from the top, right in the middle of that line. You see the two dots, it begins with Hara Maria. Rashi said it's interesting that all three places were actually in the same Mokam HaMikdash, Hara Maria of Avraham Avinu, where the Akedah took place, V'sada di Yitzchak, where Yitzchak went to Daven, U'Beis El Yaakov, all three were Kulam Bar HaBayis Hispalu, they davened in that very same place, Har HaBayis, and L'Asid Lovei, the Beis HaMikdash, will have permanence, will be like the way it was referred to in reference to Yaakov Avinu, Shekore Bayis, Mokam Yushav, he called it a bias, a structure of permanence. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Godoil Kibbutz Golius. The day of the ingathering of the exiles will be so great and significant, Ki Yom Shenivru B'Shoayim V'Aretz. Just as the day that Hashem created heaven and earth. Shenemar V'Nikbetzu B'nei Yehudu B'nei Yisrael Yachta V'Samulhem Rosh Echad V'olum in Aretz K'godoil Yoim Yisrael. Rashi says Yoim Yisrael is a day of gathering together. Yoim Kini Sheyoim. And the Pasuk refers to it as Yoim. In fact, it has Yoim and it also has the word Echad in this Pasuk, which corresponds to the other Pasuk describing the creation of heaven and earth. Uksiv V'yere V'yvoker Yoim Echad. This was the first day of the Bria, Yoim Echad. Not Yom Rishon, Yom Echad, a special, unique day. That day was the initiation. It was the very first. It wasn't one of two or three or four. It was Yom Echad. It was a unique day. The first day of creation. And the day of the Kibbutz Golias will be somewhat similar. It's going to be a very significant event, a very significant creation, so to speak. Hashem's bringing together all of Israel to live together as one, that's going to be a real true accomplishment. It is equated to Brias Shemayim V'aretz. Because we find Vayera Vayek Vayker Yoyim Echad, and we find the previous Pasuk, It says Ki Gadol Yoim Yisrael, and we also have the word Echad in that pasuk. And the Farshim explain that denotes significance. It's a Yoim Echad, not just the first, a unique day of uniqueness, which corresponds to the Bria Soilam Vayera Vayvoker Yoim Echad. Continues the Gemara, Yosayim Sheshachtu Olav Apotropsin. Getting back to the Mishnah, you have a Yosayim who has two caretakers. And they both looked after the Yosayim, they counted him into their Korban Pesach. Which way will he go? The Mishnah tells us, it's up to him. He can eat, he can join whichever group he chooses to join. Shamas Minayesh Breira. Apparently you can verify later on and have that verification process applied retroactively to the Shas Shechita Nakrova, because his choice will only take place later on. Amar Rabbi Zera, se labayis, labayis mikol makom. The pasuk says, v'lokhu v'ikulahem ish se labayis, ove se labayis. And this teaches us that the head of a household could count all the members of that household into his carbon without receiving their haskama, their consent. Therefore, you don't need it. You don't need his das applied retroactively. Whatever he decides to do, he can do. It's fine. He can just join in to the carbon of his caretaker. Tana Rabban. Se Laboyis, this pasuk that we just mentioned, teaches us that a father could count his children in, etc. Malamich Adam Mevi Vashechid Ali De Bunoy Yubitaktan. A person could bring a carbon Pesach, do a Shechita, on account, on behalf of his young sons and daughters who are dependent on him and they're automatically included in his carbon. Another example is Valide Avdei Vishiv Chasei Knanim, his slave, his maidservant, who are Knanim. They're not Jewish and they are subordinate and dependent upon him. Bein midatan or bein shalei midatan, whether it's with or without their knowledge or consent. Dependents are by default included in this carbon, and the chiddusher is that even if they protest, they object, they say, well, we're not interested in being part of your carbon, even shalei midatan, they're automatically included. That's because we're speaking about dependents. Aval ein sheichet. That doesn't work for his adult sons and daughters. Or his slave and maidservants, which are Ivrim, that are Yisraelim. They have independence. They're independent entities. And they're not automatically included. Or on behalf of his wife. Unless it's with their consent. I think Marson will explain that they don't have to actually express consent. It's assumed that they're okay with it. Unless they make a macha and they protest. Bryce number one just taught us that dependents are going to be included automatically, and even if they protest, they will be included, as opposed to non-dependents, which have to want to be included. Oh, by default, we assume that's so, unless they are moich. Tan idach, we have another Bryce, lishchat adam lo yalidei bnoi yubitei gdolim. A person may not do a shechita on behalf of his older children, on account of the Evan and Shifcha who are Ivrim, unless it's with their das. But he can do so on behalf of his young children, whether or not he has their consent. Continues the Braisa. V'kulon sheshachtu v'shachad rabban alein. Suppose these individuals created their own carbon, sheshachtu, v'shachad alein rabban, and their owner, their master, also counted them in to his carbon. What happens? Yoytze mishal rabban. They're yoytze with their owner, v'en yoytze mishal atzman, and not with their own. Chutz mene isha, except for an isha, sheichay la limchis. She's different. She can be yotzei with her own carbon. Why? Because she has the ability to be meicha. She yichay limchais. She can simply say, Rashi brings the Gemara in Gittin, Anisha could just say, well, you know what? I want to support myself. She's not really dependent on her husband. she can go ahead, she has the option of establishing her own independence with respect to finances. Therefore, the Braisa says, Anisha is different. If she makes her own Pesach, then she eats on her own. Says the Gemara, Maishna Isha. Why are we singling out an Isha? What about the other non-dependents? Why don't they have the same status? The adult children, etc. Amarava, Isha, b'chol de damala. You're right. And the Braisa mentions Isha, not just Isha, it means all those who are non-dependents as well. If they go ahead and they object, they protest, they do their own carbon, then they're on their own. Okay. Continues the Gemara, let's analyze the Braisa. Hagufa kasha. Now, the wording of the Braisa seem a bit difficult. First, you say, Amras chutz min isha, sheichayla limchis. You say that everybody's included in the owner and the father and the husband is carbon pesach, unless the individual is meicha. The isha is different because she can be meicha, which indicates that it's only because she objected. She was meicha. She actively protested. Time of the machi, because he was meicha. Holy machi, but if the person was not meicha, what is the going presumption? What is the default status? Nafka b'shel bala. So it's only because time of the machi that she was meicha. Holy machi, if she didn't protest, then she's yaitse. Nafka b'shel bala. She's automatically included. You don't have to hear consent. You don't have to have das. So that's what it sounds like from this part of the Brice. The concern is only because she's moicha, but otherwise it's okay. Voktani Resha, but take a look at the first part of the Brice. Veloya de Ishta, Elamidatan. One cannot bring a carbon pesa on behalf of his wife, or for that matter, the other non-dependents, Elamidatan. Unless you know that they consented. You have their ruts and their das. Apparently, hasta malay nafka. If it's just a presumption without any expressions, just a non-specified situation, she's not going to be automatically included in the carbon. So which way is it? What is the halacha of an unspecified situation? Is she included or not? Says the Gemara, mai elo medatam. You're mistaken. When the Braisa says that the Isha will not be included unless it is Midatan, Lav Damri in, it doesn't mean that they consented, that they expressed their willingness, that they said yes. Elabistama, even just the stama is okay. Lafuke echad amar lo, as opposed to where they protested and they said, no, we don't want to be included. So when it comes to the dependents, young sons and daughters, they'll be included regardless. They don't have the ability to object. There is dependence. Rashi says a person is responsible for the chinuch of his children. The Eved and Shifcha are fully dependent on him. They're drawn after him regardless of whether they like it or not. But when it comes to non-dependence, the default assumption is that they're included unless they express otherwise. Says, how could you say that? V'okulam sheshachtu. V'shachat alein, rabban alein. Yoytzu m'shol rabban. Braisa says, in all these cases, even the non-dependents, if they made a shechita, and their rab also made a shechita, yoytzu m'shol rabban. They're yoytzu with their rab. The bistama. Now we're speaking that this is a stama. Right? They didn't express any objection here. They just went ahead and they did their own shechita. And the Braisa says, well, since they're dependents, which means the young children, they're dependents, even if they go ahead and they do their own shechita, they're included in their Rebbe and their father's Korban Pesach. We're speaking about a default situation, unspecified situation. And what does the Braisa continue and say? V'ketani chutz min ha'isha. V'pnei she'ichoy l'limchais. Anisha is different. We single her out. Her and all the other non-dependents, as the Gemara explained. They're different. They will not be included in this case. Why not? It's an unspecified situation. There was no mecha here. Hamarava, kima sheshachtu. Look, they went ahead and they did a shechita on their own Pesach. Ein lecha michuk don gadol mezeh. Have you a greater objection than that? Is there a bigger mecha protest than that? They went ahead and they did their own Karban Pesach. So that's why they eat on their own, because they protested by the very fact that they brought their own carbon. But otherwise, if it's just a stomach, unspecified situation, we assume that they're automatically included in the rabbi, whether it's the husband, the owner of the eved, or the father of those children. So in conclusion, we have two categories, dependents and non-dependents. When it comes to dependents, young children, the eved and shivcha kananim, regardless of whether they consent or not, even if they protest, they're automatically included in his Karban Pesach. Sela beis aveis, sela bayis. We learn that the father, the owner, the head of household automatically includes all his dependents in his Karban Pesach. A non-dependent is different. When it's unspecified, when it's just a stoma, they're included. But if they made a macha, such as going ahead and doing their own thing, then they establish their dependence and they're not included in his carbon. Continues the Gemara, Eved shel shtei shutfin. Mishnah says if we have an Eved who belongs to shnei shutfin, he has two partners who own him, what happens there? He cannot eat neither here nor here. And why is that? Because, as Rashi explains, they're not interested in having the other master provide him with any benefits. So if he has two owners, Reuven and Shimon, you cannot eat by Reuven, because Shimon is unhappy with the fact that Reuven is benefiting him. He doesn't want to have from Reuven. You don't want to take a present, a free gift. And the same thing with Shimon. You can't eat by Shimon's carbon pesach because half of himself belongs to Reuven. Reuven doesn't want that half that belongs to him, to Reuven, should go and have a meal by Shimon and benefit from Shimon. Says the Gemara, Romile Rav Eino Saba, that was his name, he asked the Kasha of Rav Nach. Tnan, we learned the name Mishnah, Eved Shoshne Shutfin, Lo Yoicha Mishne Shneim. This Eved, who's owned by two partners, cannot go ahead and join either one of the Karban Pesach. V'atani, we have a brayser which says, Rotzem Zeichel, Rotzem Zeichel. It's up to him. He can eat with this one or with that one. Amar Lei, Rav Nachman responded, Eino Saba, right, that was his name. But Amar Lei, and some say he referred to him as Pasya Uchma. Uchma is black, a black vessel. This is a reference to the often dark and blackened clothing of the Talmid Chachamim, who perhaps neglected their clothing due to their immersion in learning. So this was a term of praise. He says, look, Mini uminach testaim shmeitza. From me and you, from between us, this shmeitza, this halacha will get clarified. And he responded like this. Right, we have a kasha. Mishnah says he can't enjoy either Karban Pesach. The Braisa says he has a choice. Pick your choice. And the answer is like this. Mas nisim b'dekapti adot. The Braisa, which doesn't allow him to join either one, is speaking where the owners are makpid, they're particular on each other. They don't want to enjoy from each other. Braisa, the lekapti adot. Braisa is speaking where they're easygoing fellows, they don't care. And therefore, there's no reason for this Eved not to join either one. His owner doesn't care if the part of himself that belongs to that owner will benefit from the other owner. Therefore, it's up to him. Pick your choice. Continues the Gemara. We had another halacha of a half Eved. How does that work? If a person was owned by partners, and then one of the shutfim released him. So we have half Eved and half a free man. The Mishnah says, Misha chetzi Eved v'chetzi b'nchayin lo yecha mishu rabbi. He cannot partake in the Karban Pesach of his master. Rashi explained because not necessarily does the master want to include the half of him that's free. He doesn't have to look after that. He's not responsible for that part. Therefore, the Eved, who is a half Eved, half Ben-Chern, cannot partake in that Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara Mishal Rabbi, who delo yecha. Apparently, it's only concerned for him taking part in the master's Karban. Avo Mishal Atzmo yecha. But if he makes his own Karban Pesach, he can eat. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. V'atanya. But we have a Bryce which says otherwise. He can't eat from his own carbon or from his owners. Loi kasha. The answer is like this. It depends at what point in history we're holding. Kan Kemishna Rishayna. the Braisa, which tells us that this half and half fellow cannot even partake in his own Korban Pesach, is in line with the Mishnah Rishonah, the earlier version of Shitas Beis Hillel, who maintained that he's going to remain in that situation. Therefore, the part of him that's still an Eved is not in his possession. He's not an owner of that part. And he can't include that part in his Korban. It's not his to include. Kan k'mishnah achroin. However, the Mishnah by us, which indicated that although he can't have a part in his owner's carbon, but he can make his own carbon, is in line with Mishnah Achroina, the final version of Shitas Beis Hillel. Let's take a look at Rashi. Five lines from the top, from the bottom of the Amid. K'mishna Rishayna, Koidam Shechazer Beis Hillel. Before Beis Hillel was Chazer, and they held that the Chatzi Evid and the Chatzi Mecharin will remain in that situation. Therefore, Lo Yoichal Mishal Atzma, he can't even have his own carbon. V'pnei She'en Chelik Avdus, Nimshach Achar Daita, because the half of himself, which is an Eved, which belongs to somebody else, cannot be drawn after his das, his decision, his, he doesn't have an ability to include that in his carbon. That's why the Braisa says, this fellow is stuck. He cannot partake in his owner's carbon, nor even in his own carbon. He doesn't have rights to include the half of himself, that's the Eved, in his carbon. However, the Mishnah by us, which tells us that he can do his own thing, is following K'mishnah Achroina. When Beis Hillel reversed and they agreed with Beis Shammai, we're going to see in the Gemara, in the upcoming Gemara, that they were Chayza, they held that this fellow is going to be set free. He's not meant to remain in this limbo situation. Hoylu b'yadeinu l'shacharei, since we have the ability to enforce the Shichra, to have him set free, Harayu k'ben Chayrin. Halachically, we regard him even at the present moment as a ben chayr, because he's potentially going to be set free. Voich mashal atzmoy, and this allows him to partake completely and totally in his own Korban Pesach. Let's see the Gemara. Where do we find the Mishnah Rishoyna, Mishnah Achroyna, this nan, two lines from the bottom. Misha chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chayr. We have a fellow who's half and half. Half eved and half ben chayr. How does he proceed? Oyved es rabba yoymechad, ves atzma yoymechad. So we establish an arrangement. One day he serves his owner, and one day he's on his own. Divrei Beis Hillel. Bishami oymerim, look, this works out for the owner, but not for him. Tikantem es rabbi, this arrangement is perfectly fine for the owner. Ves atzma le tikantem. But you haven't really helped out this fellow's Evet. Look, he's in limbo. Lisa Shifcha in a Yachal. You cannot marry a Shifcha because Shikvar Chetzi Ben Chorin, half of him is a Ben Chorin. Ordinary Yisrael cannot marry a Shifcha. So on account of the half of himself which is considered a Ben Chorin, he may not marry a Shifcha. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, Lisa Bas Chorin in a Yachal cannot marry ordinary Bas Yisrael. Shadayin Chetzi Eved, because part of him is an Eved. He bottle, he should remain idle. He's going to be stuck. He can't get married. The world was created for multiplying. Hashem didn't create the world to remain empty. Rather, it should be filled up. So this fellow is being held in limbo. Rather, says Beis Shammai, for tikkun olam, for the benefit of civilization, we don't leave it as is. We compel the owner to set him free. Now what's going to be with the half that he owns? We don't want him to lose. So we tell the Eved here, look, he's going to set you free, but you have to commit to pay him back half the value. He writes him a shtar, I owe you half my value. But he sets him free, and this way, he's free to get married. And Beis Hillel reversed their shita and agreed with Beis Shammai. He's meant to be set free. Getting back to the halacha of Korban Pesach, the Braisa, which tells us that the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, cannot do his own Korban Pesach, is in line with the initial opinion of Beis Hillel, that he's meant to remain in that way, Chatzi Eved, and therefore he cannot incorporate the half of himself, which is an Eved, into his Karban Pesach. So he's stuck. Whereas the Halacha, which was indicated in our Mishnah, that he can't partake in his owner's Karban, but in his own he can, is in line with the final version, the Mishnah Achrayna of Beis Hillel, that agreed to Beis Shammai, that we let him go, we set him free, and if that's the case, we treat him like a Ben Chayrin, and he can go ahead and do his own Karban Pesach. Continues the Mishnah, Imr La'avde, if one instructs his servant, say, Ushchot Olai Es HaPesach, please go out and take care of my Karban Pesach. Now, he didn't tell him what type of animal to use. A goat, a lamb, unspecified. We assume he's not too particular, and anything that the shliach does is okay. Shachat gdi, yoichal. If the shliach shechted a goat, that's fine. The owner should take part in that. Shachat tle, if he shechted a lamb, yoichal. He should eat as well, because since he wasn't a farish, he didn't specify, apparently he's okay with either one. Shachat gdi v'tle. Suppose the Eved wanted to be sure, he covered all bases, and he shechted igdi anatle. Yechel min arishon. The owner should eat from the first one. The first one, that's the one that's kasha. You can only have one carbon. So that's the one he should partake in, and the other one is not kasha. Shochach ma'omer le'rabbi. Continues the Mishnah. What about in a case where he knows that his owner gave him instructions. He either said gdi or tle, but the shliach, the eved, forgot what his owner told him. Ketzad yasa, how should he proceed? He has to follow instructions, because if he uses the wrong animal, it's not kosher. He's not fulfilling his shlichus. So what should he do? To account for all possibilities. Yishchat tle v'gdi. He should be shechet a tle and a gdi, and he should do it on condition. V'yoymar. Im gdi amar li rabbi, if my owner instructed me to use a gdi shalai, okay, this goat is his, utle shalai, and the lamb is for me. Vim tle amar li rabbi, if my owner instructed me to use a lamb, then we'll reverse things. Hatle shalai, the tle is his, ugdi shalai, and the gdi is credited to me. That's the second case of the Mishnah. The third case is shachach rabbi. He instructed him what to do. He told him a gdi or a tle, but he himself forgot what he told his eved. The eved returns to him and says, look, I did both on account of all possibilities, but which one would you like? Which one did you have in mind? And the owner says, whoops, I actually forgot. Now we're really stuck, because he can't just take either one. Once you specify, then that's yours. Shneyan yetsu beis hasreifa, both of them will be burnt. As kachim psulim, p'tur and melas is pesach sheni, but they're both exempt from pesach sheni, because, as Rashi explains, Hashem knows which one is yours, which one is his, and that one is credited to your account. You were yotzei the mitzvah of bringing a karm, although you couldn't eat it, because practically speaking, there's confusion here. You don't know which one's yours, but one of them is yours, and you were yotzei your mitzvah. Let's take a look at Rashi. So I have four lines from the top. Masnis, shachat gdi yoichel. So in the first case in the Mishnah, there was no specific instructions, so whatever he does is fine. Shachat di yoichal rabbi mimenu v'afgav the rogab etle. Here's the chiddush. Even though the master perhaps is accustomed to eating etle, doesn't matter. The kivin loy parish leis alei samach. Since he didn't specify, he didn't bother being specific. He relied on his good taste. Whatever he does is fine. What if the eved did two? Yoichal min arishon. He should eat from the first one. Hashem yisur from the second one gets burnt. That's the first case in the Mishnah. In the second case, there was a specific instruction here, but the Eved forgot which way it went. Shachach ma'amar le'rabbi. Shepirish like di'aytle, v'zeh shachach. He told him which one he forgot. The Mishnah says he should do both conditionally. He should say, well, if the gdi was the one he wanted, then that's his, and the tle is mine. Or tle shali. But Gemara Parach, the Gemara is going to ask, we're speaking about an Eved. Eved can't really have his own independent acquisitions. Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi. Umanolah the day. How's he going to have his own Karban Pesach? Okay, the Gemara will discuss that. In the third case, we have specific instructions, but not only did the Eved forget, but the owner forgot as well. Shachach Rabbi. My Amulet. Vizek Kar Shachat Ashnayim. And the Eved already did both. Shnei Mietz Beis HaSreifa. They're both going to be burnt. The Lo Yadia Haidai. Haidai, we don't know which one belongs to. Vein Pesach Necha El Menuyah. We know that only the members can partake in the Pesach. You can't just take any random Pesach. If you don't know which one's yours, you have to back off. So both will be burnt. Uptur Melasas Pesach Sheni. Why are they both potter from Pesach Sheni? The Shechita Zrika Ma'al Yisahi. Because, truthfully speaking, the Shechita and Zrika on both Korbanis were properly done. Chada Ahai. V'chada Ahai. One carbon was applied to this fellow, and the other carbon on behalf of the other fellow. V'kavishmai Gedalia, in front of Hashem. Everything's clear and known. Hashem knows which carbon was accredited to this person, and which carbon to the other person. And therefore, they are both Yoytze. Now, although practically speaking, since they don't know which one belongs to them, they can't actually eat. But as far as the kashrus ha-carbon, it was done properly. It was a kashrus carbon, and was credited to its respective owner, in which case they're potter from Pesach Sheni. Continues the Gemara Peshita. Going back to the first halacha, he sent his eved out, say Yoshchoitalai, go do the carbon Pesach on my behalf, and he did not give him specific instructions as to which type of animal to use. Mishnah says, if he shechted a gdi, that's fine, the owner should have the gdi. Isn't that self-understood? Pshita. Shechat diyoichal. Why would I think otherwise? Answers the Gemara, afagav derogel betle. The chiddush is, even though we're speaking in a case where the owner is accustomed, he's rogel to have a tle, he favors the taste of a tle, perhaps that would indicate that he's particular. The answer is no, because he didn't express his preference this time. Therefore, whatever the shliach does is fine. The mission continued, shechat tle yoichal. If the eved shechted a tle, that too is fine, and the owner should have from it. What is the chiddush here? He didn't specify. Why would I think it's no good? I forgot the rogel b'gdi. Here we're speaking that he's accustomed to having goats. And perhaps he's particular. The chiddush is no, since he didn't specify. It works. The Mishnah continues. What if he did both? Shechat the gdi v'tle, yechav and arishin. The owner should have the first one that was shechted. Says the Gemara, how can you do that? V'atanya, ein nimin ashnei psachim ke'echad. The person cannot be counted into two psachim. Ein nimin ashnei psachim ke'echad. Here we have two karbonis pesach which were processed on his behalf. He was counted into both of them, and that can't work. How could he say, well, the first one should be the one that he should eat from? Well, one is a gdi, one is a tle. Perhaps he has a preference. And now you're telling me, oh, it's this one. Who said he really wanted this one? It says the Gemara Masnisin Melcha Malka. We're speaking about a very specific case of a king and a queen. Who says they have an abundance of foods and variety of dishes, in which case they're not so particular about what type of animal is going to be served to them on that particular day. They're not makpid. And therefore we say that they don't have to go and say, well, we're verifying that this is really what we wanted. We assume that they don't really care much whether it's this one or that one. There's no kpeda. And the first one that was shechted is applied and is considered their true karm pesach. Continues the Gemara. V'atanya, in fact, we learned a brisa to support this. Ein nimnin al shnei psachim ke'echad. Typically, you're not meant to join two korbanis. Umasa b'melech malka she'amru l'avdeim. However, there's a story regarding a king and a queen that instructed their servants, tzu'u v'shachtu aleinu es ha-pesach. Go ahead and process the korban pesach on our behalf. V'yotzu v'shachtu aleinu shnei psachim. The servants weren't sure which one they're going to want. The gdil l'tla, they did both. Now they were stuck. What should we do? Bo v'sholos ha-melech. They came to ask the king, what is meant to be done? Amar lahem, l'chu v'sholos ha-melech. Go ask the queen. Rashi says, b'kia v'chacham ha-isa. She was a learned fellow. Bo v'sholos ha-melech. They went to ask the queen. Amar lahem, she responded, l'chu v'sholos Rav Gamliel. Go ask the chacham, Rav Gamliel, what to do? Bo v'sholos es Rav Gamliel. Amar lahem, she responded to them, just as the Gemara told us earlier, Melech Malka, the Datan, Kal Alein, king and queen, who are not particular about these things, Yoichlum and Arishan, they should be given the first one that was Shechted. Anan, however, us ordinary people who have our preferences and we're particular about the gdi or the tle, lo noicha, lo min arishin, lo min asheni, we can't have either one, since he shechted both on our behalf. And we're makbid. Typical people are makbid. What type of meat they're going to be served. And since it wasn't verified l'chatchila, you can't verify. Now we say, well, the first one is what we really liked. It's something which was pending and waiting to be determined. And you can't verify it now on account of earlier, therefore, none of them can be credited and be done on our behalf, and none of them are kosher. Continues on with another story regarding a king and a queen. V'shuv pam achas, there was another incident that nimtzes halato beveis hamitbachayim. There was a lizard, which is one of the eight shrutzim, which is matami. It appeared like a dead sheretz. It was found near the food in the kitchen of the palace. Ubikshu letame kolas udakula. And on account of that, they wanted to consider everything, all the food there, as tummy. Ba'alu v'sholos ha-malach. They came to ask the king what to do. Amar lehem, l'chu v'sholos ha-malka. Go ask the queen. Ba'alu v'sholos ha-malka. They went to ask the queen. Amar lehem, she told them, l'chu v'sha'alu es Rabba Gamliel. Go ask Rabba Gamliel what to do. Ba'alu v'sholos ha-malka. They came to ask it. Amar lehem, say, ask them like this. Beis ha-mitbachayim. Where was this lizard found? In the kitchen there. In what was he found? Reseach oitzoinen? Was he found in something hot, some hot soup, some hot dish? Oitzoinen, or was it cold? Amr le reseach, it was actually hot. Amr lemsi responded, let's experiment. Lechu ve'itilu olehel koyish oitzoinen. Go take a cup of cold water and pour it on the lizard and see what happens. See if it revives itself. Indeed, they followed. They poured a kais of tzoynin on that lizard, and it slithered. It showed signs of life. And on account of that, Rav Gamliel considered everything to be tar, because it hadn't yet died. A sheretz which is alive is not metame. Concludes the Gemara. Nimtza melech tolu b'malka. It turns out that the king was here depending on the queen. V'nimtza's malka tolu b'Gamliel. The queen here was dependent on Rav Gamliel. Nimtzes kolasu dekula tluya. But Rav Gamliel, turns out that Rav Gamliel saved the day. The whole suda was saved and salvaged through Rav Gamliel. Continues the Gemara. We have the second case in the Mishnah. The shliach got instructions, specifically instructed which animal to use, and he forgot. Shachach masha amalei rabbi. What is he meant to do? He goes to the merchant there and he grabs two animals and he makes a tanai. He says, look, if I was meant to use a tleh, the tleh is my master's and the gdi is mine. Otherwise, it's the other way around. Shali says, how can you take two animals and say, well, this one's mine? Mashakana evet kana rabbi. An evet doesn't have the ability to acquire, to possess possessions on his own. Whatever he has belongs to his master. Amar Abaye, this is what he's meant to do. We're not speaking that he's addressing his own animal. He doesn't have his own possessions. Rather, he's meant to go to the shepherd, this animal dealer, where his owner is a steady customer. Now the shepherd wants to look after the owner, wants to help him out, and therefore he cooperates in this scheme. So the shepherd turns around and grants one of these two to the Eved on condition, Almanas, She'ein l'rabbi rishuspay, on condition that the owner, the master, has no access to it. You can do that. You can give a gift to a slave with this condition. I'm giving it to you on condition that it remains yours. And Asosius points out, he has to actually say more than that. I'm giving it to you, Almanas, that you're going to use this carbon to be Yoytze Yom Mitzvah's Pesach. So now the system works. The Eved grabs two animals, one of which, we don't know which one, but one of them is being granted as a matana to the Eved. And now the Eved can make his stipulation. He could say, well, if the Tle is meant for my master, that's his, and the other one is mine. If the Gdi is for him, then that's his, and the Tle is mine. A third case in the Mishnah is Shachach Rabbi, Masha Amalai. He gave instructions, but everybody forgot. The Eved forgot, and the master forgot. Mishnah tells us, if he shechted both, then inevitably one of them is credited to the master, and one of them to the Eved, and they're both potter from Pesach Shein. Now, although practically they can't eat, none of them are edible, because you cannot eat somebody else's Pesach, and they don't know which one belongs to whom. Nevertheless, we say they're both Yetz, because the fact is, they each one of them has a carbon Pesach. Amar Abai, Lo Yishono, this is only said, El Sheshachach Achazrik, that the forgetfulness occurred after the processing of the carbon, after Zrika, the Be'idna, the Izrik Dam. And as it turns out, during the Zrika's Dam, have a Chazi L'Achil, it was Roy L'Achil. At that point, he knew which one was meant for him, and it had Achila potential at that point. It was only after the Akrava that he forgot. Okay. But the Akrava was fine, because during that Akrava, the Pesach was slated for Achila. Now, as we learned earlier, the eating potential, the Din Roy L'Achila is a very crucial ingredient in the Kashrus HaKarban, because the Pesach is meant for Achila. Ish Lefi Achle. Therefore, says Abaye, if during the Zrika it had potential Achila, because at that point he had still recalled, he knew which one was going to be for who, in which case he can proceed and eat it, then we say that even if after the Zrika he forgot, it's okay, because once the Pesach was done by Kashrus, it stays that way. And he's credited with the carbon, even though practically he won't be able to eat it. Aval says Abaye, Aval Shachach Lefnei Zrika. But if the Shichacha took place prior to Zrika, Dichi is darik, Dichi Izrik, Dam, lo yhava chazi l'achila. In which case, during the Zrika's Adam, it was no longer Roy l'achila. It had no achila potential. During that Krava, this confusion reigned. Everybody knew there's not going to be achila from this Krava. Chayov unless Pesach Sheni, then they have to do Pesach Sheni, because the Zrika with added potential achila is not a valid Zrika. Let's move over to Rashi. You'll notice Rashi around 2-3 lines below our location in the Gemara, beginning with the words Lo Yishono. Lo Yishono, says Rashi, the Niftur in Pesach Sheni. This Ptur from Pesach Sheni is only El Sheshachach Rabbi L'Achaz Rikas Shnei Adamim, my Amalei. When the Rabbi forgot what he told him after the Zrika. Aval B'Shas Rika Adayinu Zocha, but during the Zrika he still remembered. V'Yefshel Levar, and they could have figured it out then. They could have verified Eza Shel Rab, Eza Shel Eved, which one belongs to the Rab, which one to the Eved. In which case we say, that the Zrika, the Akrava, was L'Shem Achil, because its members are known. However, if the confusion arrived pre-Zrika, then they have to bring another Pesach. Continues Rashi, Chayovin, because the Zrika was not for the sake of Achil, because the members were unknown at this point, already before Zrika. So you don't have a proper akrova. Continues the Gemara. Ikar de masnin la braisa. This statement of Abaye to draw the line between pre-Zrika and post-Zrika, some applied this statement on another din, on a braisa. Another type of confusion, but a bit different than our Mishnah. Actually, a bit more severe, more psul oriented. The now Mishnah. Chamishan Shinis Arvu Uris Bischein Zebezer. Suppose five groups brought their individual Karbanis Pesach. And after the removal of the hide, the Uris got mixed up. Venimtsis Yabelas Bechadmem. It turns out that there was a wart on one of those skins, in which case one of those carbon Pesachs were not kosher. Yabelas is a mum. Now, we're not sure which one, which group relates to this oyer. Which group's Pesach is possible? We have five animals which are free of their, cleaned of their skins and unidentifiable. And we have five skins in which case we found one of them to be a possible. Kulon Yoitzin Besasrefa, all five animals are going to be taken out to be burnt, because we don't know which one's the puzzle. Upturim Nasas Pesach Sheni, however, all five groups are part of Pesach Sheni. The four of them definitely are okay because their carbon is kasha. The fifth one is a shy. I'll look more later, we'll explain why the fifth one is pater as well. But in any case, the chiddush here is, even though they can't proceed to achila, one of these five is pasul. But the bottom line is that during that krov, the akrova was bekashrus. Now you can't eat it circumstantially, but four of them are kosher. Therefore, they're pater and pesach sheni. Here we have Abaye's stipulation. Amar Abaye, Lishono. This that we say that all groups are part of Pesach Sheni because they were Yoitze, their Chiv, with their Pesach. That's only said Lishono Elishonis Arva Lachazrika. When this mix up occurred after Zrika, the Be'idna, the Izrik, Dam, Mia Havachaz Lachila. Because during the Zrika, their carbon was Roy Lachila. They knew which one was theirs. And at that point, there was not yet any confusion here. Aval Nesar Elifnei Zrika, but if the Tarevis occurred before Zrika, in which case, at the point of Zrika, they already knew full and well that Zrika won't help and won't produce any Achila, doesn't even have potential Achila. In that case, the Zrika is deficient and Chayav and Lassus Pesach Sheni. So again, if during the Zrika everything was clear, this is mine, that's yours, and this is my skin, this is your skin, there's no confusion at this point. And only after the Zrika, somehow the Oireis, the skins got mixed up. Now we're unsure as to which group has the Korban Pesach Pasul. So since during this man Zrika, my Pesach was Royal Achil, even though now circumstantially I can't eat it because of the Suffolk, the Akrova was Bekashrus and is credited to the Chabura, the Oireis. But if the Tarevis took place before Zrika, in which case, during the Zrika, this confusion reigned, and the Zrika was not going to produce a practical achil. That's not considered a kosher carbon, and they have to bring Pesach Sheni. So now we have a bias statement, which can be applied either to the Braisa here, with a mix-up of the Mum, or to our Mishnah, where there was nothing actually wrong with the carbon. There was no mum involved here. It was simply a matter of uncertainty. Whose carbon is whose? The question is, which one? Is it the Mishnah or the Braisa that has Abaye's restriction? Man de masne masnisen, the one that applied Abaye's halacha, this restriction, that if the confusion or Tarovis or Suffolk occurs prior to Zrika, since the Zrika is not going to produce Achila, this carbon is possible, one that applied this statement to the Mishnah, Koshkin Abraisa, certainly it's meant to be applied to the Braisa. Because if it's applied to the Mishnah, where it's simply a matter of uncertainty, there's nothing wrong with the carbon there. There's no psul involved. We have two carbonates, both are theoretically kosher. The question just is, who's the rightful owner? And on account of that uncertainty, they both cannot eat it. Still, Abaye says, well, if this takes place prior to Zrika, in which case Zrika is not going to produce an Achila, you know full well during that krov, there's no Achila being produced, it doesn't work. Certainly in the price, where you have a much more serious consideration, one of those karbonis is actually possible. It's in the Gufa Karbon that you have a psul, in which case the deficiency is more severe. Certainly over there, if the confusion stemming from that psul occurs prior to Zrika, which prevents the achila and all karbanah, certainly over there you say it's not kosher. However, says the Gemara, man the masna braisa, the one that applied Abaye's statement to the braisa, avala masnisen loy, it's only meant to apply to the braisa, but not to the Mishnah. Why? Given the ksher nino, since in our Mishnah, they're both really kosher, nothing inherently wrong with the karban. Dichi itkar havichaz l'achila. Suppose he would have reminded himself, of course it's Roy L'Achila, there's nothing physically inherently wrong with the carbon, it's just a question of information. Kapi Shmai Galia, we say that Klapi Hashem, with respect to Hashem and Shemaim, everything's revealed and known, One of them is applied to the owner, one to the Eved, and they're both yoytzei the Korban Pesach. It's time for a brief chazara. We began with a piece of Agalata that Lasa Lovi, the base of English, will be regarded as base Elikei Yaakov. The Gemara says, unlike by Avram, where the Harbais was regarded as Har, by Yitzchak it was Sada, Yaakov denotes Mokhe Miyushav, something of permanence, a bias, a structure, which endures forever. We learned that the Yom Kibbutz Golis is so great, like the Yom Bria of Shemayim Varetz. And the Gemara introduces us to the concept of Se Lebayis. The Pasuk says, V'yikul Lahem Ish Se Lebayis Ove Se Lebayis, teaching us that the head of the household can include in his carbon all his dependents as well. And therefore the Gemara tells us, true dependents like Tanim or like the Eved and Shifcha HaKnanim automatically included whether they agree or not. Regarding non-dependents, if it's Stama, if it's unspecified, then they're presumed to be included. But if they are Moicha, they protest. For instance, if they do their own carbon, in which case they demonstrated that they don't want to take part in the owner or the husband or the father's carbon, then they're on their own. We learned regarding an Eved who's owned by partners, Eved Shel Shtei Shutfin, can he join their carbon? The Gemara concluded, it depends. If they're makbid on each other, then he can't join either carbon because one owner doesn't want his half of the Eved to benefit from the other guy. And owner two, likewise, doesn't want his half to benefit from the first person. But if we know that they're not makbid on each other, easygoing fellows, then the Eved has no problem joining either carbon. What about a chatzi Eved and chatzi mincher? The Gemara concluded that according to the Mishnah Achroina, we all agree that we're not meant to leave him that way in limbo, unable to marry, we're meant to set him free, in which case we already regard him as a sort of bencherin, and if he wants, he can go ahead and do his own Karban Pesach. We had a Mishnah with three parts. Part number one was where the master hadn't given specific instructions to his Eved, in which case we say, whatever he does is fine. If he does both, then if it's a Melech and Malka, we're not particular about what they're going to be served today, then they partake in the first Karban. In the second case of the Mishnah, we have where the Adoin, the master, specified, but the Eved forgot. He goes to a Roye, a shepherd who's friendly with his owner, and takes two Karbanes on condition. One's my master's, one's mine. And in the final case, both forgot. The Shliach and the Mishaleach. Mishnah says, they're both kosher, but they cannot be eaten. They're taken out of the Beis HaStreifa. And according to one Pshat in the Gemara, this halacha only applies if the confusion took place after Zrika, in which case during the Zrika you know with certainty that it's going to be eaten. And the Zrika was bekashrus. And therefore, even though after Zrika they forgot what happened, they forgot which one's whose, the carbon was bekashrus, and there are yates. That's according to one Pshat in the Gemara. According to the other Pshat, even when it happens before Zrika, it's okay. They're both yates, although they cannot proceed with Achil. All the best and Hatzlacha Rabbah.